we'll agree with him to furnish him as much as $200 or something like that to make his crop on. Mm-hmm. Get his cotton. Mm-hmm. Pay it to his folks.
Seemed like a pretty sensible way to do it.
First time ever I went to Meridian, the year I was 7 years old, a bunch of them loaded up their wagons with the cotton. And they got up there and they got 5 cents a pound for the cotton. My daddy bought him 2 barrels of flour, 196 pounds of the barrel. And he gave $2.25 a barrel for his flour.
Is that right? Sure got a lot of flour for $2.25.
Well, it's just that way. You didn't get nothing of what you carried to town, and you didn't have to pay much for what you brought back.
How long would that much flour last to a family?
Well, it was only how to eat it, how careful it was with it. A lot of families would just cook it maybe once a week, Sunday morning or something like that, maybe twice a week. Mm-hmm. My daddy, along later, I got big enough to work and all, while we eat biscuit every morning. Mm-hmm. But everybody didn't.
Yes.
Of course, we'd get out once in a while and have to go to town.
But was there anything else that a woman would make out of that flour besides biscuit and bread and that kind of thing?
No, I don't think so. But they'd make great old, great big old biscuits nearly as big as that, you know. It made up with milk.
Yeah.
And the Beckham open would be just as wide and as pretty.
Nothing quite as good as a hot biscuit.
No.
Hot buttered biscuit.
Homemade butter, homemade syrup. Ain't nobody makes no syrup now.
Is there? Did y'all used to have some kind of a press that...
Mill that hook a mule to it and yeah. Run it around and pop that cane in there. Mm-hmm. I owned one of them right down in there. They made 1,100 gallons on the J14. Mm. Yeah, but now, there's some that was made on a mill like that, but my sister gave them to me and they can't eat them. The cane or something wasn't right. Now, they'd been making mighty good in them. I couldn't eat that, I just shut it back up.
Do people still operate those mills?
Sometimes very few in the country now. Mm-hmm. And they pull them down mostly with a motor.
Sure.
To do the grinding, of course they have to cook them on the pan just like they used to.
What kind of syrup would you make?
Well, make good if you had good cane and understood it. Sugar cane, they called it.
Was it ever called ribbon cane?
Yeah, they called it ribbon cane, but now what they called ribbon cane was white, streaky. And the sugar cane was blue, or yellow, solid. And they take old sorghum. I've eaten many hateful old sorghum molasses. It'll grow up high and make a head to it up yonder, you know.
What do you mean, make a head to it?
Well, seed. Make a head and have to put a seed up there.
Oh, I see.
Cut that head off, feed the chickens or something else on that. Put the rest of it through the mill. It ain't growing none of that now. People got out of everything. You got to go to the store for everything. Store now. Got to where the flour is put up in little 5 pound packages, the meal in 2 pound packages. The lard in a pound, a 2 pound bun or something like that. It's costing more than it comes to.
People would be in bad shape if something happened to the grocery stores, I reckon.
I reckon it would be come a bad crop there, not be nothing made like has been in time. I don't know what would become of people. They made their clothes at home. Homemade stuff, now old. Got to go to the store now if you have to have party hankies. Got to go to the store.
Hmm. Yeah. I meant to ask you when we were talking about eggs, what people call the two parts of an egg?
The yolk and the yellow.
You ever had